Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 16th, so you take Wednesday. I forgot to start with the memory verse, and that's where I wanted to start. So let's begin. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." If you were in worship on Sunday, you remember that this is the word, save us. It's a plea and it's a joyful praise to the one who has come to save. This week, we have begun Holy Week with a beautiful Palm Sunday service, and then Monday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday, services from 7 to 7:30. They've been a real blessing. Jacob Simmons, the pastor of Hope Community, has been with us, and Jacob will be on the podcast on Friday as our guest reader, so you can learn more about him. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Maundy Thursday service at 6:30, and then we'll have Friday, the Good Friday service at noon, followed by a fish and chicken fry from Eugene's Hot Chicken. Look forward to all the services on Easter as well. Today's passages are from Malachi, the Gospel of Mark, and Proverbs. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament as we have it today. And in Malachi, there are these six oracles where the people of God complain against God, and then God kind of argues back against them. In this portion, God is reminding them of their unfaithfulness to one another, and a picture of that is their unfaithfulness in marriage, that they have forgotten the wife of their youth, and they've allowed her to be desolate because marriage in that day for a woman was her sense of security, and they have run after foreign women. But the fact of the matter is, it's not just any foreign woman. It's a woman who serves a different God. And so there is this infiltration of false idol worship. Malachi chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. "Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has been faithless. An abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob any descendants of the man who does this, who brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. And this second thing you do, you cover the Lord's altar with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did he not make them one and a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife but divorces her, says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit and do not be faithless." These last verses remind us that in the Old Testament days, to divorce a woman is to open her up to violence of other people. She's protected in the covenant of marriage. And so when a man just divorces her for no reason or whatever, she no longer has any way to sustain herself, her kids, and her livelihood. So God says, I'm not pleased with that. And when you come to the altar begging and pleading, but you're not kind to the wife at home, we've got a problem. Okay, let's turn over to Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 35. Jesus calms a storm. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. The other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Our final passage today comes from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2. "All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Proverbs 16:2 is a caution. We think that our own ways they make sense. They're pure in our own eyes. But the Lord is the one who ultimately knows the intentions of our hearts. And so we want to pray to God that he would help us to have pure intentions, pure thoughts, and pure actions. As we end the podcast today, I want to go over some of the attributes of God in prayer, and then I'll send you out with the blessing that Dr. Hull blessed us with. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your attentiveness to the needs of your children. Thank you that you are a compassionate creator, God. You are eternal and faithful and generous. You are good and holy. You are unchanging and just, loving and merciful, omnipotent, all-present, all-knowing. You know everything past, present, and future, and you hold all things in your hand. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.